Hello, everybody. This is Lizzie. And, well, I mean, we would introduce Crystal, except for this recording, she's not here for today's episode only, which I'm recording on the day it's getting uploaded. So I've kind of switched to Wednesdays on uploading. So, you know, but for this episode, there won't be any editing. So just know that. But this is Passionate Spicy Sugar. And Crystal is not here because, unfortunately, one of the issues she had previously when we couldn't record has reoccurred, where she's a little chipmunk, a cute little chipmunk with a swollen cheek. So hopefully she will get better or be better either, you know, later this week or this weekend so that we can record the next episode. But for now, she's gone and it's just me, and it's really weird to record all by myself. But that's okay. I'm going to give you a very short episode today where we're just going to talk about some of Michigan's urban legends. And we're just going to give you like little blurbs about some of them, some of the ones that I find interesting. And just to give you something this week to listen to, because I know a lot of you are still following the stay-at-home order and are still staying in your homes and aren't able to go out. So I wanted to make sure we got something out this week. My week has, as you know, we normally go over our weeks, and my week has been pretty good so far. I feel like I've been getting a little bit more sleep, which always helps. And of course, I've been playing the game Last Oasis. I pulled back from it a little bit because I spent like an entire week just going at the game and grinding. And I got kind of grinded out on like farming for things, which isn't good for the clan that I'm a part of. So I've been playing Last Oasis. If you are interested in playing Last Oasis, it is available early access on Steam. So know that it's early access. So it, and not sponsored, by the way, I just enjoyed the game, but know that it's early access. So there's probably going to be some flukes and things that happen while you're playing with it. Earlier this weekend, and later this weekend too, the servers were shutting down a lot. There were some glitches. So just know that before purchasing the game. But the benefits of early access are you get to get it before it goes up to full price. So, you know, yeah, you're dealing with a lot of like server issues and glitches and things like that. You're probably going to experience a wipe or two before it goes official. But the benefit of that is that the price, excuse me, the price right now is about half of what it normally is. Sorry, my throat's a little worn, so I'm coughing a little bit. But I'll try to cough away from the mic so you don't have to hear it too much. So without further ado, let's kind of get into some of the legends I looked up. Now, you can find a list of Michigan's various urban legends on the Pure Michigan website. And it's under the title Michigan Urban Legends to Tell Around the Campfire. So it's a list of, I think, pretty much probably Michigan's most well-known legends. So, so the first one right off the bat we're going to talk about are the Singing Sands of Bette Grease. And the story behind this is basically, it says on here that it's up by the Keweenaw Peninsula, and it's a very beautiful beach. And the legend behind it that they explain in here is that a Native American woman lost her love on Lake Superior, and then she spent the rest of her life at that beach crying and calling out to him. So the legend is that the sand still calls out and sings to him to this day, but it only works at the beach at Bette Grease. And I'm sure that's pronounced differently, but and it says that if you take the sand anywhere else, it loses its voice. Woo! So that's one that just reminds me of, there's a song that's similar to that where, you know, and in the music video, you see someone like on, I don't know, maybe it reminds me of the I don't know if it's a Cher song or if it's a country song, but it just reminds me of a song that I used to hear my mom play. So, but it is a very interesting mystery. So, and the reason they highlight these too is because they're also highlighting places in Michigan that you can go visit. Of course, it's on the Pure Michigan website, right? So, the next legend we will talk about is the Torch Lake Monster. Now, Michigan has some of these legends that are very similar to other legends. So the Torch Lake Monster is essentially Michigan's version of Loch Ness Monster, right? So it's one of a few famous lake monsters, and is thought to be found somewhere deep in the very clear waters of Torch Lake, and has been thought to prey on visitors and campers. Like, you know, when you hear a lot of those stories about Loch Ness Monster, right? It's kind of, oh, Nessie appeared and is just messing with everybody. It's pretty playful. I'm sure there's some pretty morbid stories about Loch Ness Monster too. But when I think of Nessie, I think of, oh, playful, teasing everybody. But then Torch Lake is like, no, this is a monster that preys on people, and has done so for generations, including campers of the YMCA camp, Camp Heowentha, for generations. That's what it says. It gives the story of Dave Foley in here, who was a counselor at the camp in the 60s and 70s, and takes actually credit for starting the myth, which was popularized in a folk song by Bob Thurston. One eye is brown, one eye is blue, his body covered all icky green goo, is the lyric that they give. But another legend speaks of a sea panther claiming that Torch Lake contains a monster with the head of a cat and the body of a lizard. So they get really creative with the Torch Lake Monster. They wonder if it was just a made-up story for campers, or if it was an actual monster that was stumbled upon. And Torch Lake has been described as a very clear lake. So, like, I'm sure if there was a monster in there, we'd know by now. Next, let's talk about number 4 on this list, which is the Old Presque Isle Lighthouse. So Michigan is kind of well known for a couple things. We're known for our sand dunes and also our many lighthouses. The Presque Isle Lighthouse where does it say? It says it's one of Michigan's defining features, and the lighthouses were used to help ships traveling between the Straits of Mackinac and Lake Huron, who needed to make a turn at Presque Isle. So that was Presque Isle Lighthouse's specific job. It's located on the northeast corner of the Lower Peninsula, and the Old Presque Isle Light was built in 1840 and was used for safe passage. Unfortunately, according to this article, it deteriorated quickly in less than 30 years and was replaced by the new Presque Isle Light, which is a little further north and is still one of the ones in operation today. It was refurbished as a museum in 1977 by George and Lorraine Paris, who were hired as the original caretakers. They loved their role so much that it's said that George didn't want to leave even after his death in 91. Lorraine first saw the lighthouse fully lit in 1992, despite all of the wiring being removed or disconnected for decades. So since then, sailors, pilots, and spectators from across the harbor have reported seeing the yellow glow long after the bulb has been removed from the lens. So there's no bulb there, no wiring, no reason that the lighthouse should be lit. Many have also seen a figure in the lantern room, and others report mysteriously helpful coincidences around the lighthouse. The Coast Guard does not have an official explanation, but it sounds like George is still enjoying the lighthouse while helping visitors on the side. So that's the story that this article kind of spins, is that one of the original caretakers is still there lighting the lighthouse to help people out. So, we also have the Paulding light, which is another one of our unexplained lights, and it shines in town near Sleepy Hollow. It's on the west edge of the Upper Peninsula. There's a lot of woods around there. It's around old US 45. And, that's kind of, the location where they say it can be observed in this article. It explains that a railroad brakeman's ghost, destined to remain forever at the site of his untimely death, power lines and service road cut straight through the trees as far back as the hills, will let you see, and it's in this clearing that sightings of the Paulding light have happened almost nightly since 1966. So maybe it's the railroad worker. I don't know. I'm only skimming this. And there's a lot of different ghost stories surrounding it. Other people think it's just car lights or swamp gas. I don't know. But they say, you can basically make your own determination once you see it for yourself. Next, we'll talk about True Love's Kiss, which is number 7. It's the final one on this list of kind of Michigan's legends. They don't want to leave you too freaked out of our great state. So I guess they're ending it on kind of a positive urban legend to make you feel good. So we're ending on a positive note because they have a few weird and a couple scary ones. At least 3 universities, there are different versions of this story. And there's probably a bunch more, they say, that have similar things. So at Michigan University, the gorgeous Beaumont Tower stands above the trees in the middle of North Campus. The spot itself has its known historical value, but today's legend involves a kiss in the courtyard. A couple who kisses at this spot, either in the tower's shadow or at the stroke of midnight, is destined to marry. One is only a true Spartan once they have kissed under the tower. So Spartans is their team's names. It's the MSU Spartans. Go Spartans, my favorite team, my favorite football team, at least, in Michigan. And the University of Michigan has a similar one, and also Central Michigan University has a similar story that's been passed down, that basically if you kiss in a certain spot, romantic things are bound to happen for you in your life. So I'm sure there are many other places across the U.S. and around the world that have similar stories. And these are just a few of Michigan's legends. Again, you can find this list. There are 1 or 2 that I didn't touch on that you may want to look into. And this is located on the Pure Michigan website. It is titled Michigan Urban Legends to Tell Around the Campfire. And you know, you can explore the Pure Michigan website to kind of see a little bit about the state in which Crystal and I both live. It's a very beautiful state. So it's not harmful to explore the site a little bit and see all the different things that are available. One of my favorite locations in Michigan is Mackinac Island, because you gotta love that Mackinac fudge. and also an island that only allows emergency vehicles for the most part. It's very, you know, clean air, nice, beautiful, gorgeous, has the Grand Hotel on it, which has its own very long history attached to it. So if you're interested, visit the Pure Michigan website, check it out. And I hope this gives you just a little something to listen to this week as you wait for our next episode. As always, with Passionate Spicy Sugar, we encourage you to stay strong and stay sweet. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye.